You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Thank you. Today's show, sponsored by Dryject, covers the two most effective ways to protect your time off. You know, one aspect of my job is data mining golf sites and forums, using pattern analysis to pick up on trends and fads and hidden undercurrents in golf operations. The Turfnet forum is usually way ahead of the others, and one of the trends I've been watching lately deals with time off. Although it's not heavily trafficked, likely due to the plethora of phone distractions, when the Turfnet forum superintendents speak up, it's definitely quality over quantity. Not long ago, while trying to extricate myself from a data wormhole, I ran across a comment from one of the more brilliant philosophers of golf operations, Chuck Barber. It was a quote worthy of Churchill, an outburst of common sense that seems rare nowadays in our world of too much college and not enough real life. There's a study underway in an Ivy League school regarding that topic. I think it's referred to as how post-grad work desubstantializes and excises the sense of humor. Maybe it's a junior college. Anyway, I was trying to explain the importance of protecting your time off in the face of corporate tyranny when Chuck's quote popped into my head. Since we went corporate, Mama sold out to a private equity fund known as Vlad Dracul. Anyway, it's been a whole lot less fun to try and take time off. They've reduced our workforce so that we have to work more hours, and if we asked for time off, you'd think we were trying to guillotine them. They don't want to pay enough to attract a quality workforce, and they balk at coming in to help out. So the extra load falls on us. Not only that, they won't roll over our PTO, you know, our personal time off. And it's common to end up with 80 hours of unused time vanishing into the corporate void every year. If we do manage to get some time off, upper management holds the threat of a negative performance appraisal over our heads, and they suggest we're the worst team players ever. They cannot grasp how important time away from the job is. Time off is vital to keep a good attitude, especially in a corporate environment where middle management thinks nothing of pulling you in at the last minute, usually due to poor planning on their part. Sometimes I want to share an old military chestnut with them, you know, your poor planning is not my emergency, but I don't. In any case, it's important to have a strategy for taking time off. For example, Ludell and I have a 3-day weekend starting this afternoon. We're going hiking and fly fishing up in the Nantahala Mountains. Now, I know there's a likelihood that corporate will call us in because we're reliable and professional, especially when it's Chugger's weekend. He's the first assistant and he hates to work weekends. He only got the job because his uncle is a desk pilot in corporate headquarters somewhere. Chugger's had lots of tough times in his life, and if we complain, we're told that we're inconsiderate. I mean, yeah, he's had 2 wives and 7 grandmas die, but it always just seems to happen on 3- or 4-day weekends. Then we have to rush in on short notice and save the day. Another factor involves the modern corporate office gnome. While unable to operate a shovel, lay sod, or control a crew, you gotta respect their techno-wizardry. And the younger they are, the more technoid they are. You might think, why would corporate hire these folks? Well, I'll tell you. The technoids have successfully placed surveillance devices on us. Well, you too. It's called a smartphone, and your life has been engineered to require you to tote around a mandatory electronic choke collar, listening device, and tracker, just so you can do your job. It also watches you, even in your truck. So, what should we do? Well, I practice phone security. I leave the smartphone at work when I'm off duty. For my basic combo, I use a dumb phone, which is, in my mind, actually the real smartphone. Mine is so dumb it doesn't even have a camera. It's also very difficult to hack and tap into unless the technoid tracking you has the resources of the NSA at hand. And since they hate to waste valuable satellite time tracking some moron like me, they'll move on to easier targets, like you. But what if corporate has a private version of a KH-11 satellite? Don't laugh. Elon has about 20,000 up there. If your corporate overlords have a SIGINT bird up there, that's a signals intelligence vacuum, you will need a Faraday bag. It blocks signals, the phone won't ring, and you can't be tracked. The whiz kids can't listen to you or turn on your camera and look at you, and they won't know where you are. It provides a real sense of security.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go. It's going to be great. 3 days of hiking and camping and fishing for big trout. I just can't wait.
Okay. Put your phone in the bag and off we go.
What? You want me to put my phone in that sack? I won't be able to get a signal. How will I get on X and IG and FB and YT and Reddit and the Goog?
It's a Faraday bag, not a sack, and we don't need any apps to go fishing. Put your phone in the bag. Now.
I ain't putting my phone in no Faraday bag. What if corporate needs to talk to us?
Look, I told them we went fishing in Montana and they wouldn't be able to reach us. Now put your phone in the bag.
Wait, what if something serious happens? What? What if somebody dies?
Well, in the words of Chuck Barber, if somebody dies, they'll still be dead in the morning.
Oh. So if we're in Wyoming...
Montana. We're in Montana.
So if I'm way far away in Montana, I don't have to answer calls and emails and texts?
No. Now put your phone in the bag. Don't answer that. Put it in the bag. Give it here. Give it here.
Let go. Let go. Dang it. Let go.
Dadgummit.
Hello? Oh, hey, Skippy.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
That's nothing. That's a what? No, sir. It's my weekend off. Chugger's working this one on account he had the last three holiday weekends off. What? Well, how many grandmas does he have?
That's it. I'm going alone.
Well, Skippy, sir, I'd like to come in this weekend, but I'm out of town. Huh? Wyoming? Montana? Yeah, I'm sure. Really? It says I'm at Willie's cabin. Can he do that?
You're a dead man, Ludell.
Skippy, I think I know what happened. You see, I left my phone at Willie's and, what? No, my phone automatically forwards. All right, we'll be there at sunrise.
We? We who? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Skippy turned on my camera. He could see you.
And I was so looking forward to a few days off, hiking and fishing and sitting around the campfire.
You know, you might should have put my phone in the bag, too. Hey, you listening to me?
No, I was thinking about what Chuck said. You know, what if somebody dies?
Well, like who? What's that shovel for?
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.